Hello, and welcome back to our American Queen podcast. Today is a very, very exciting day because Taylor announced that her 9th studio album is coming out tonight at midnight, and it is called Evermore.
Yes, she did, and we had a whole other podcast episode planned
for this week. We had it planned, recorded, edited to go up today. However, you know, this is an emergency, so that one's going to have to wait till next week.
An Evermore emergency.
Yes, an Evermore emergency. So, Erin, what was your first thought when you woke up this morning and saw the news?
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I had a text from one of my friends saying, she had screenshotted.
Shout out to Elena.
Yes, she had screenshotted the post that Taylor did this morning. I was really kind of groggy, tired. I kind of wanted to go back to bed for like 10 more minutes. And then I saw her text and I was like, oh my God, I'm going. And then I was fully awake, fully ready to start the day. That really just was like a shot of coffee or something. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. And I still can't believe it because I just found out a couple hours ago and I am still trying to wrap my mind around this. It's crazy.
Erin and I, for a while, have been suspecting that something would come for Taylor's birthday because it is her 31st, and then that flipped would be 13. So we've thought that something was coming, but we were thinking maybe a re-recording or like a Christmas EP. But the fact that she has a full album coming out tonight at midnight with a music video is insanity.
It really is. And yesterday, I had seen that she tweeted something with 9 Christmas trees, and I was like, oh, TS9, maybe? And then I had a theory that it would be a Christmas album because of the trees. And I was fully prepared to be absolutely wrong, which I was, but at the same time,
you've never been so happy to be wrong.
Yeah, but it was still TS9, which is crazy considering her last album just came out in July.
We know that, I think before Folklore came out, it was when Taylor tweeted about Simone Biles.
Yeah.
And she did the 8 emojis for that, so that a lot of people were theorizing that TS8 would be coming. So we should have known. We should. And then, of course, we have the Instagram photo of Taylor in the cabin when she said not a lot going on at the moment. A mirror of, you know, in April or whatever, when she posted the selfie and said that. So we should have known all these signs.
She gave us so many signs. And one of the songs is, well, actually, let's get into the track list.
Yeah, okay. Let's just get into the track list. My first impression of the track list is that I am very excited for the song Champagne Problems.
Yeah.
It sounds super fun and like,
And like you said, it's kind of funny because Katy Perry just had a song called Champagne Problems. So I am kind of curious what that's about. And I also said it's a good thing that they are now friends and they don't hate each other anymore because they have the same song title.
I'm also super excited for Coney Island featuring The National.
Yeah. I am excited for Tis the Damn Season.
Yes.
And
Taylor actually just tweeted that the other day. She put it on Instagram.
Yes. I am intrigued by Right Where You Left Me.
I'm also really, really intrigued by the Haim, I never know how to say it, feature on No Body, No Crime.
Yeah. I think that'll be a really good one. Well, I'm just so excited about the entire track list.
But those are just the ones that...
Let's just read it out. It starts with Willow, which I guess is the single.
Yeah, because that's the one that has the music video.
Yeah, and I guess Exile and August are not getting videos or the single treatment. Okay, so it starts out with Willow, Champagne Problems, Gold Rush. That one sounds interesting. Tis the Damn Season, Tolerate It, No Body, No Crime, Happiness, which I kind of, like, now that I'm reading this for, like, the 5th time, I just realized Happiness. I was like,
reading this the 5th time, I literally never even noticed Tolerate It either.
Oh, I noticed Tolerate, but Happiness, I'm like, oh, okay, that sounds
I'm
good.
Excited for Tolerate It then.
Dorothea, Coney Island, Ivy, Cowboy Like Me, Long Story Short.
I'm excited for that one. Yeah, I like that title.
That one gives me, like, Story of Us vibes, you know?
Kind of, yeah.
Marjorie.
Which is her grandmother, I believe.
Closure. Which, that could be about a lot of things, but we'll have to see. Evermore, so the title track.
Yep.
which is interesting that this album, wasn't a folklore. Yeah, this one has a title track and Folklore didn't. Yeah, that's kind of funny because she sometimes does do title tracks, but not always.
Yeah, definitely.
But I feel like she's always said the name of the album in the song. So anyway, and then the bonus tracks, Right Where You Left Me, which honestly, like the first time I read that, it reminded me of Jesse McCartney, Right Where You Want Me. And then It's Time to Go, which is scary.
I'm not going to lie, I'm terrified of It's Time to Go.
Scares me. I'm a little, especially since The Lakes was the last song on Folklore, and as she said, it was the true ending.
Yeah, and then in the Long Pond studio sessions when she said that she has an escape plan and all that figured out, please don't go. Don't leave.
We don't want her to go.
Oh my God.
But I am very excited, and it truly feels so surreal. I can't believe that there's another album. Like, what?
And then this one, obviously Folklore was in black and white. All the photography and everything for that was black and white. And then this one is all color. And it's like orange and blue.
It's very in interesting. A screaming color.
Yeah. So
she's out of the woods. Oh my gosh. I just realized that it's in color and she's out of the woods.
Yes. And also my first thought was that it'll be a little bit more upbeat, maybe lighter, happier. I mean, there is a song called Happiness. So
yeah, I think that's the thing I'm most excited for. Just generally with this album is to see what the vibe is. I do think it's probably going to be a little bit different from Folklore because that would be, I don't know, boring's not the right word, but you know what I mean. Like to have Folklore and then another album like very similar to it would be a little bit repetitive. So I do think it's going to have a different vibe. I also do feel like it's going to be a little bit more muted than her other albums, again, such as Folklore was, and a little bit quieter, but I do think that it might be upbeat. That's kind of my prediction.
You can't
too.
Have a song like Champagne Problems and have it be like, you know, slow. Like, I feel like it'll be maybe a bop, and I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I would love a bop. We even had a Taylor bop since only last year.
Yeah, and
because Lover came out in 2019, last year.
Yep, last summer.
Just a little bit over a year ago.
In our Taylor Swift 20 Questions episode, we actually had a question, what do you think TS9 will be like? My prediction was it would be Carly Rae Jepsen vibes, like very boppy and happy and upbeat. And then what was your prediction?
I don't know what I predicted, but I think I said that I wanted it to be similar to Lover.
Oh,
where
yes.
was kind of like all over the place. I don't think either of us.
No, we definitely missed the mark.
And I know for sure that I was not expecting TS9 to come out in December of 2020. That is something that was not
on
my
summer.
2020 bingo card, as they say.
When I'm not going to lie, when I saw her tweet from yesterday with the 9 Christmas trees and she said Folklore Land, yeah. I thought it would be a Christmas EP.
I really thought it was going to be TS9, but a Christmas album. That is exactly what I thought it was. Because the 9 emojis, I was like, it's gotta be a new album, but how, when she just released an album in July? Then I was like, well, I guess a Christmas album is different. But for it to be, no, a legit Taylor Swift studio album, I just cannot believe it. It's crazy.
I know. Seriously. So do we want to go through the track list for a few minutes and kind of give our predictions on what we think the songs will sound like?
Sure. Let's do that.
So for Willow, I'm getting a Cardigan vibe.
Yeah.
I think it'll be like, well, Taylor did say that this is a sister album of Folklore, and she's worked with Aaron Dessner and Jack Antonoff, and then she is collabing with The National and Haim and Bon Iver again, which I'm super excited about because I love their voices together.
Yeah. I can't believe there's another song with them. This is so crazy. I can't believe it. Oh, so track 5 then.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Tolerate It. So that one.
That's giving me My Tears Ricochet because I feel like that might be about Scott again.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Tolerate It.
That's the vibe. Let's go in order. Yeah, so yeah. Willow, like I said, I'm getting Cardigan vibes from. Because it's the lead single and it's going to get the music video.
Yeah, and we have a picture of her, I'm assuming, from the music video.
Mm-hmm.
And she is in a white dress, which is
a choice. It's a choice.
She was also in a white dress for Cardigan, though.
Yes.
And she kind of threw people off there. So I feel like, I think everyone's mind automatically jumps to, oh my gosh, she looks like a bride. But I feel like she's trying to throw us off the scent of what it actually is. But again, that could be the case. We'll have to find out tonight at midnight.
With champagne problems, it reminds me of the drunk Taylor meme from last year around her birthday.
Yeah.
It gives me, like, rich people drunk, like...
I get Endgame vibes from that title.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I think it's going to be upbeat and fun, hopefully. That would be such a vibe.
I feel like, again, she's trying to throw us off. That's what you would think, but I feel like it's going to be really sad.
Probably. Gold Rush, I have to admit, the first time I saw Gold Rush, it reminded me of John Mayer's song Queen of California when he talks about the gold rush. I think that one will be really good. I think it'll be slow.
See, I feel like Gold Rush is going to be upbeat and, like, happy.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
'Tis the damn season. I am curious to see if it's a Christmas song. I feel like it's not.
I feel like it won't be a Christmas out of place. Song. But then you have somebody like... A lot of people do that, though, where they have their album and then they put a Christmas song.
I feel like Taylor wouldn't do that,
It reminds though. Me of Liam Payne's album, where he ended with that Christmas song. So, I don't know. It has been done before.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because, I mean, 'tis the season is, like, what you say around the holidays. But, I don't know. We'll find out tonight at midnight.
Yeah.
I'm not ready. I didn't have enough time to prepare for this.
Yeah, Taylor never gives us enough time to prepare. You should have known this by now.
And looking at this, I'm just like, is this even real? Am I just dreaming? Yeah. Because this just happened in July.
Yeah, and for the people who don't know, we actually started our podcast and planned it before Folklore was even announced. And then, like, a week later, Folklore was announced. So it's bringing back those memories.
Yeah.
So Tolerate It.
Yeah, that's the track 5.
It reminds me of My Tears Ricochet. I think so many people in the media and just the general public are always like, you know what, Taylor, like, suck it up, tolerate it, like, get over it. That's the vibe that I get from that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, like, my first thought, honestly, was, I don't know if she would write about this, but the title and it being track 5, I was like, I wonder if this song will be about her sexual assault trial.
That's another thought that I had too.
Just because I feel like that's also like, tolerate it, get over it. It's not that big of a deal. Like, that kind of thing goes along with the situation like that.
It'll, in my opinion, it'll definitely be very emotional and kind of dark.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. Or maybe it's not about either of those things and it's about just something else entirely. And that's another thing about this album is that I'm assuming it's similar to Folklore in the sense that not all of the songs are about Taylor's life.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. So No Body, No Crime featuring Haim. I hope it's Haim. It might be Haim. I think it's Haim. That one, the first thought I had was like, you know, if you break up with somebody... There's not a body, but you still, like, hurt them so badly, but then you just move on, and you're like, you know what, there's no body, there's no crime, like, bye, but the person is just left, like, feeling so bad and so horrible, but you just leave them because there was no body.
I feel like that one's gonna be a bop, I don't know.
I'm gonna predict Mad Woman.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that sense.
Just female rage, like Taylor said, and you know what, I'm so here for that, I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's what I would predict for that song is I don't think it's about a relationship. I think it's about, like, sticking it to
men. The man.
Okay, the next one, Happiness.
My first thought was Happiness is a Butterfly from Lana Del Rey's album, Norman Fucking Rockwell. That was my first thought.
I mean, I would assume that a Happiness will be about... Happiness.
It's just about happiness.
I don't know. It could be about anything. Like, I wonder if it'll be about her relationship, or maybe it'll be about how
she felt after Folklore was released.
Yeah, or just like the place she is in her career, in her life. Just being able to drop two surprise albums in 1 year.
just kill us.
I'm excited for that one. I think it's probably on the top of my list.
Dorothea. Who knows? Reminds me of Betty.
Yeah,
she's liking the woman names for these songs.
I've seen theories that maybe it's another trilogy of songs with, I guess Ivy doesn't, that is a name, but it doesn't have to be. So I wonder if the trilogy would be Willow, Dorothea, Marjorie, or maybe Willow's not a name, but Ivy is. So it's Ivy, Marjorie, and Dorothea. I don't know.
I could see it. Yeah, I think it'll probably be. I could totally see her doing another trilogy.
Yeah, because that one went really well in Folklore, and I think people really enjoyed that, and she enjoyed it a lot. I get the sense, and she said this in her caption, like, she really enjoyed reading all of people's clown theories about Folklore. And like, oh, I think this is about that, and that's about that. And I think she even said that in her interview with, was it Entertainment Weekly?
I think so,
yeah. She said that she really enjoyed reading all of her fans' theories about Folklore and reactions. And she said, you know, everyone took something different away from each song. And that's exactly what she wanted. She wanted everyone to react to them differently. And that's kind of like the whole thing of Folklore is stories get passed down and you think of them through your own mind, and you filter it through your own mind, and then it's like a completely different story from one person to the next.
Okay. Coney Island featuring The National. This was, for some reason, just randomly, like, this was the one that really stuck out to me.
Yeah.
Because I, as we know, Taylor used to be all about New York City. She used to, she was the ambassador, right?
Yeah. She had the keys to the city.
And then we have Welcome to New York. And I just love that era of Taylor when she was in New York in 1989 and everything. So I'm super excited for this one. And then featuring The National. I don't really like The National. Like, I'm sure they're amazing. I've never listened to them. But, like, damn, that's going to be good. I'm really excited.
I feel like that one's going to be upbeat, too. Coney Island.
Yeah, I could see it. Just with, like, the full band and everything.
I feel like that one's definitely going to be one of the songs that's just a completely different perspective than Taylor's. Like, for some reason, this is so random, but I'm picturing it's going to be from the perspective of, like, a little boy who goes on a field trip to Coney Island and, like, gets a hot dog or something and, like, cotton candy. I don't know. This is just my vibe. I probably am completely wrong.
I was getting the idea that it would be, like, you left me at Coney Island. Yeah, so like, the first thing I
thought. We had two totally different reactions.
And then we already kind of addressed Ivy. I have no idea what that could be about. What is ivy, like the plant? Is that what grows on houses and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, Aaron's gonna Google it quick and we'll edit. Okay, yeah, so ivy is what grows on houses and it grows over time. I could totally see her pulling something like that. Like, our love was like ivy, it grew over time.
Yeah. I don't know, or like I said, it could be about a person or it could be just using the plant as a metaphor. I'm kind of leaning toward it's going to be a metaphor.
I think it'll be a metaphor. That was my first thought.
Yeah, I didn't think when I saw that it's a like woman's name and that it would be about a woman, but again, we'll see.
Cowboy Like Me. This is one that I didn't see the first time I read the track list.
Making a return.
That one is like throwing me for a loop. I honestly don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it'll be Country Taylor just because it's cowboys.
Cowboy Like Me.
I don't know. Or maybe, again, it's going to be from a completely different perspective.
I could see that.
Like, and it's just going to be a story.
Singing from the perspective of a cowboy.
Yeah, just a story about a cowboy. That'd be kind of fun. Or, yeah, I mean, the possibilities are endless, really.
Yes they are.
Since it's no longer just about Taylor, it's just stories.
I love your theory about Long Story Short being, like, the story of us.
Yeah, that's like, the first time I read that, I was like, oh, that sounds a lot like Story of Us. So.
That title really intrigues me a lot.
I feel like that one's going to be about a relationship, but
who knows with Taylor. Yeah, but yeah, I could totally see that.
It does. The title reminds me of The Story of Us. It does.
It seems kind of sassy too.
Yeah.
Like, it's a long story, but let me make it short for you.
Or it could be about, I don't know.
Anything.
A dog in the woods or something.
A dog in the woods.
I don't know. That's what's kind of fun about this, is you really have no idea what to expect, because it could be about anything, which is fun.
I personally think it'll be about a relationship. That's my...
Yeah, I do too.
It seems like a lot of these won't be about relationships, though, but we'll see.
Yeah. And then Marjorie, what she says about her grandma.
Yes, I just saw that it was about her grandma. Or we don't know if it's about her grandma, but her grandma's name is Marjorie.
Marjorie was in the same spot on the track list as Epiphany. So maybe Marjorie will be a companion to Epiphany. I don't know.
We'll see.
Oh, that would actually be really... I would love that if Marjorie was about her grandma and, like, so Epiphany is about her grandfather fighting in World War II, and then maybe Marjorie will be about, like, she'll be taking on her grandmother's persona and, like, writing from her perspective while her husband is away at war.
But Epiphany might have been, like, her great-grandfather.
Oh. We'll see. No, I think it was her grandfather.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Yeah. I feel like that could be what it's about, and that would be really emotional.
Okay, closure. That one screams Scooter to me, of her, like, seeking closure, looking for closure on that situation.
Yeah.
And just trying to find peace in that situation.
Yeah, and is that, I think that one might be in the same spot as Peace, right?
That was my first thought, like, she's seeking closure, she's looking for closure. And it's so crazy because that just happened like a month ago when Scooter sold her stuff. So maybe there will be a song about that, or do you think the album was finished before then?
I have no idea.
I want to know the timeline of this album.
I know. And I wonder if, like, at first I thought it was a side B kind of situation, but it seems like, no, this is just another album that... Once Folklore was done, they're like, let's just keep on writing and let's just keep on going. But I do wonder if there were some leftover tracks from Folklore that made it onto here. I don't think all of them, but I wonder if there are a couple.
I would say probably.
Like,
she probably wrote so many for
maybe
it.
The bonus tracks are leftovers. I don't know.
And then Evermore featuring Bon Iver. Like, I am so excited for this one.
I feel like that's going to be a love song.
It's going to be so romantic. That was my first thought. Yeah.
I think. I hope.
I got total romance from that.
Yeah. Their voices sound so good together,
I know,
too.
I'm so excited. Their voices are so stunning.
And like I said, maybe Evermore will be a companion to Exile, and it'll be about the two people in Exile.
Maybe.
And they figured it out.
Seem weird that she's featuring him again.
I do, like, I'm wondering if these songs are, some of them actually are companions to Folklore, and it's like, because she did say what, like, the story continues or something?
Yeah, she said that she wanted to go deeper into the story, so she wasn't done yet.
That would actually, I would love that if these songs were all continuations of the songs on Folklore, and it's, like, following the same people. Imagine we get more of, like, the Betty James... August Love Triangle.
That would be so cool.
I feel like it could happen. I don't know.
So what do we think about Right Where You Left Me?
I think that one's probably going to be about Taylor herself. I don't know. That's kind of the vibe I get.
Her and Scott Borchetta?
I don't know.
Or would it be like a boyfriend?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be about... I'm kind of getting like a Mirror Ball vibe. Like her relationship with her fans.
Maybe.
I don't know. That was my first
thought. Or, like, I'll be here right where you left me, or something like that. So she'll always be there for her fans.
Yeah, maybe. I thought the first time I saw that, maybe it's about her and her fans.
That'd be cute.
And then It's Time to Go.
It's Time to Go is what scares me the most.
I think we're probably getting scared for nothing, but there's always that.
Maybe.
I don't know. I hope it's not Taylor announcing her retirement.
No.
That would be awful. I don't know what it's going to be about. I'm scared for that one. Maybe I'll listen to that one first to just get it done and then go back to the beginning. But anyway, yeah.
Okay, so that's the track list. We gave our little thoughts on that. Anything else we want to say before we sign off and listen to the album tonight?
I loved her caption when she announced the track list, and she even talked about how turning 31 is 13 backwards, and she said, ever since I was 13, I've been excited about turning 31 because it's my lucky number backwards, which is why I wanted to surprise you with this now. You've all been so caring, supportive, and thoughtful on my birthdays, and so this time I thought I would give you something.
Why am I about to cry? Oh.
I also know this holiday season will be a lonely one for most of us. Stop. And if there are any of you out there who turn to music to cope with missing loved ones the way I do, this is for you.
Oh my god.
And I thought that was so sweet. I loved that.
She literally just shout out to Taylor, like, for providing us with premium content.
I know.
This woman, she churned out so much content in 2020.
And it's funny because she was pretty quiet for the first half of this year. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, there's Taylor. She's back at it.
I'm going to be so intrigued to see when this album was recorded. And if she did it like when she did Folklore, if at the Long Pond studio sessions, if she also recorded these songs.
I feel like there's a decent chance that
she did. And then it'll be like a part two.
I really hope so. Okay, then I also just want to read her original caption announcing Evermore. I was gonna say Folklore. No,
I can't.
Folklore's over. It's Evermore now.
I can't get my mind around Evermore, but okay, Evermore.
Like, just now, I'm getting used to the fact that we have Folklore, and honestly, like, I forgot. I think it was just the other day. I was thinking, wow, I cannot believe that. I woke up one morning, Taylor said, hi, I'm dropping an album, and then we had a whole fresh Taylor Swift album to listen to.
A fresh music video.
And I was like, wow, I can't believe that happened. And that was just the other day, and now it's happening again.
My Folklore vinyl just got here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Some people haven't even gotten their cardigans yet. This is crazy.
Maybe that's why she hasn't put out merch yet, because she's like, well, we still have to deliver the other.
She's like, let's get it all delivered and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, so when she announced it, she said, we probably should have read this in the beginning, but oh well. She said, I'm elated to tell you that my 9th studio album and Folklore's sister record will be out tonight at midnight Eastern. It's called Evermore. To put it plainly, we just couldn't stop writing songs. To try and put it more poetically, it feels like we were standing on the edge of the Folklorian woods and had a choice, to turn and go back or to travel further into the forest of this music. So she's still in the woods.
When you just read that, I got chills.
I know, right? Then she said, we chose to wander deeper in. I've never done this before. In the past, I've always treated albums as one-off eras and moved on to planning the next one after an album was released. There was something different with Folklore. In making it, I felt less like I was departing and more like I was returning. I loved the escapism I found in these imaginary, not imaginary tales. I loved the ways you welcome the dreamscapes and tragedies and epic tales of love lost and found into your lives. So I just kept writing them. And I loved creating these songs with Aaron Dessner, Jack Antonoff, WB, Joe, and Justin Vernon. We've also welcomed some new and longtime friends to our musical kitchen table this time around. Dot, dot, dot.
And Haim was actually part of the squad.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And it's a sister album, and they're sisters.
Yes.
Easter egg.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, and then once I read that caption, I realized that in that interview she just did, she had an Easter egg too, I guess, because she was talking about how after each era, she likes to just throw out everything she did and start brand new. And I guess with this one, she didn't want to do that, obviously. Yeah.
Even though it does seem like the everything will be a little bit different, like her style and that kind of stuff, but it is the same font
as Folklore. And it's the same collaborators.
So however, she is wearing more color now.
Yeah, I would imagine it's going to be pretty similar.
But like you said, so let's just do our final predictions and then we'll sign off. So my final prediction is that this album will be a little bit more upbeat. It'll be a little happier and it'll be like the other side of Folklore, of happiness rather than sadness.
Yeah, I think it'll have a different overall vibe too. I would say that's a pretty good prediction. My prediction, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to guess, and again, I'm probably completely wrong, but I'm going to guess it is following the same stories and the same characters from Folklore.
Okay.
Maybe not every song, but some songs.
That'll be fun. Okay. And to end, let's say the three songs we're most excited for, just based on, like, the names, I guess. For me, I'm going to have to say Champagne Problems, Tolerate It, and Coney Island.
I'm going to say 'Tis the Damn Season, Nobody, No Crime, and Long Story Short.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
But obviously, I'm so excited for all of them. And I can't believe that it's happening.
I can't even.
When I saw it this morning, I freaked out. And every time I look at the track list, every time I see, I'm like, what? Then I Googled Taylor Swift this morning, and like all the headlines were like, Taylor Swift drops her 9th studio album. I was like, what? This is so crazy.
Yeah. So we will see tonight. We will listen at midnight, of course. We'll watch the video at midnight. Yeah.
Hopefully it is a great album. I mean, not even hopefully. It's going to be a great album.
And then I'm totally looking forward to doing our Evermore ranking.
Yeah.
And hopefully our friend Lane can join us again.
We'll give it some time to marinate.
Yeah, we need some time to marinate.
And this is going to be hard because I've been like all in on Christmas music right now. But who cares about Christmas?
Tis the damn season to listen to Evermore.
When we have TS9, Christmas goes out the window. I am super, super pumped to listen. Cannot wait. Cannot believe that she did this again after 5 months. She released another surprise album. Is this what she's just going to do from now on? She's just going to drop albums?
I think so, yeah. They're just going to come out of the sky.
That's pretty crazy. I'm going to be on the edge of my seat forever now, just being like, is Taylor gonna drop another album right now?
We hope that everybody has a fun time listening to Evermore tonight. We're looking forward to making episodes about it. And yeah, we hope you have a good day and pretty fast day, because we want to get to midnight.
Yes, we sure do.
I remember in July waiting for Folklore, it felt like the day went on forever. So
it really did.
We hope you have a good day, and we will see you next week in a post-Evermore world.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.